The views and opinions expressed by the host on WLUB Radio shows does not necessarily reflect on those on the entire WLUB Radio Broadcasting Network. Any statements made, views expressed, or opinions given represent those of the personal views and opinions of the host alone. Listener discretion is advised.
This is a WLUB Radio feature presentation.
Good to go.
Boom.
Welcome to Sportsline Live here on 103.3 WLUB Radio. And also here at Sportsline Live TV, also you stream. I am happy to be here with Troy once again. We are back, and we have a lot to talk about, so tune in, listen, and make sure you do reach us and comment if you have anything to say. But I'm going to start off with this PED use. I don't know if it's time to legalize weed in this NFL. You know, we talk about Roger Goodell having too much power. And we've always been talking about this and, you know, spending guys for, you know, not even PED uses. You know, we look at, you know, what he did to Tom Brady, you know, well, you know, investigation, even though, you know, suspending him, and he finally suspended, you know, they brought it back, you know, suspended, is he not suspended? You also see guys like, the PED use, I think, really did start with Peyton Manning because it seemed like that he was getting steroids. I think his wife was getting mail that, you know, included steroid use for Peyton Manning. I mean, it ain't like it helped him anyway. He ain't do nothing. But
he ain't do nothing, but it kind of, like, when he left the game, I think that's when the NFL jumped on a chance to crack down on everybody else. He retired. He says he didn't do it. Well, guess what? They're going after everybody else in the NFL. They're suffering. So, to legalize weed, I mean, from my standpoint, you could, you couldn't. The same NFL players are getting busted every year for the weed abuse, they call it. And the PEDs is just affecting teams in the beginning of the season. Like you said, the suspensions, mm-hmm. I mean, they heavy. Like, I don't think people realize, you know, how much of a chokehold that puts on teams in the beginning of the season. I mean, from other people's standpoint, well, oh, they shouldn't use it, or oh, they shouldn't do this, that, and the third, but kind of ridiculous. I'm kind of tired of hearing about it. As far as the PED use, I mean,
and
they had to come up at some point in time.
They're attacking, you know, linebackers, James Harrison, Clay Matthews, Mike Neal, you know, Julius Peppers. You know, these are linebackers for the Packers outside of James Harrison. I mean, we know it seemed like they've been attacking James Harrison since
forever.
You know, the beginning of time when he get in the league. So it's like, and those are like the four guys they're really looking at. And then, you know, of course, you know, Aaron Rodgers has something to say about, you know, these are his main guys on defense, you know, help him out, get back on the field, make some plays for his offense,
they
score.
They have to go after Aaron Rodgers, though. Specifically, there are two big guys on his defense. I mean, Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews being investigated as we speak, you know what I'm saying? So they had to get some insight from one of the QBs, you know what I'm saying, the top teams in the league. And Aaron Rodgers did say that we can only blame ourselves, speaking on him and his other NFL colleagues, you know what I'm saying? And you done gave Roger Goodell this much power. And it's true. It really is. You can say Goodell exploits his power, but it's going to happen whether they like it or not.
Well, I mean, for him to be, you know, the commissioner of the NFL, I mean, he needs the power. But I don't like the rule. I don't like the PED rule. I don't want, you know, let's suspend these players because it's the start of the year. Now we're in football talk, you know, this, oh, we're going to suspend them for this and that. And, you know, I'm not liking it. So it's catching me off guard with this information of PED. I think they should legalize weed. That's just my answer. They should legalize it. And I think they should do it for football, they should do it for baseball. You know, and these players kind of need this.
I'm not saying that they necessarily need it. It's just what they do. It's one of their habits, one of their so-called addictions. Is it affecting the way they play on the field? I can't really say. You know how some people say, like, well, I work better, or I'm at my best when I'm high, or this, that, and the third. But, I mean, who is it really hurting? These are grown men. Themselves. They make their own decisions. I mean, it's hurting them now because of the suspension. You still going to get paid your money. You still going to see the field at some point in time in the season.
But what if somebody was like, oh, well, you know, I don't want my kids. No, you know, it's okay to do weed. Maybe, you know, people are taking that approach. Maybe that's why they're not legalizing. You know, like, well, you know, why is he suspended, Mom?
It's because be role models.
He's doing, yeah,
and
you know.
Look at them like, oh, well, they're smoking weed. I'm going to do it because that's my role model. Okay, you got a point there. So that's why I say, in my opinion, I say they should. I'm not saying they should do it based off opinions alone or just because they want to do it.
So it reminds the 30 states has legalized the use of marijuana. So is Wisconsin one of the states? Do you know? So if it's legalized, I mean, they shouldn't be buying. I mean, if they do it there, they're okay. What about Pennsylvania? Or no? Okay, well, James Harrison, you got a problem. And then maybe what, Indiana?
I think
it's I don't
in Denver
know.
As well.
Indiana,
you
no.
Know it's
Denver.
In Denver.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to eventually be, you know, legal all
to
over the place. I'm just saying.
It'll be legal to some extent.
I don't know. I mean, you see here in the state of Michigan, you just, you know, we see, what's the dispensaries all over the place.
All
over
the place
here in Michigan.
Each and every corner. It used to be like liquor
store,
church.
Used to be everywhere.
Like,
but you know, I think the new law.
Dispensary,
yeah.
Fast food dispensary.
I think the new law made it a little less dispensaries now because, I mean, they're next to churches and stuff and schools. So they're trying to get it away
cards.
From that. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
like $75 you could have just went and got a marijuana. Well, yeah. Why do you need it? Oh, I'm depressed. Man, what the fuck? Here you go. It was just so easy to obtain. It's like, okay, they don't legalize it. Let me take your advantage. That's just how some people think.
Well, back to this Goodell's power. I mean, do you feel like he has too much power? So you not be the commissioner at all?
Okay. No. Like you said.
He's the commissioner.
He has all the power in the world.
He's
the commissioner. He needs that power, you know what I'm saying, to stand his ground, you know what I'm saying, to set the law. But I just don't like Goodell as a person. I mean, the whole Brady issue, I was tired of hearing about that. Now it's the PED use and the weed. It just seemed like, I don't want to say I'm on the side of the players, but is he just attacking or, you know, how you say, abusing his power to a certain extent? I mean, are you going to do this every year? Every year you're going to hear about this and that guy getting suspended. Or this and that guy using steroids or PEDs or, you know, it's like, it kind of gets tiring. Just let him play football.
Yeah, let him play.
I haven't heard of any outside, off-the-field issues because this person was doing this and that.
I mean, let him do this. Do this when they're at home or something, you know. But I'm looking at this. This Kerry, Washington, D.C., really outside of Ray Rice, what has Goodell done wrong? He truly has cleaned up the game. He's made it nicer. He's made football nicer.
But
he has not. This is not. This is not hard football. This is not hard hitting football. Like, this is what we want to see.
Back in the day.
You signed up to get hurt.
It's not back in the day.
You knew coming in when you was in high school in the early 2000s, whatever how old you was, or even 90s, or whatever. You knew that this game was dangerous, violent. Why are we changing the game? You know it.
As it was back in the day. You can say it made the game safer, but the game of football will never be safe. It's just a hard-hitting sport. That's what it is.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Like I said, you can say he cleaned up the game and made it safer, but once again, does his pros always come?
The safest thing to do is flag football or two-hand touch.
Nobody wants to watch that.
Exactly. So why change it up? Because you're still going to tackle. You still could get hurt. Everybody's still out for the year because of...
Dude, you can tear... You see what happened to
Jamal Charles
last year?
UCLs.
You can tear your own ACL just from running or making a cut.
You,
how are you going to protect yourself from yourself?
You get hurt at home. You
I
fall down the stairs.
Right now and trip over
Who
court.
Fell down the stairs? I can't remember.
Well,
somebody shot himself.
Wasn't that Nate Burleson that broke his arm trying to save two hot and ready's?
Yeah.
What?
Saving pizza.
They can't even save eliminate themselves off the field.
I don't know. That's still the funniest injury story I've ever heard.
Too hot and ready.
Anyway,
I would have been turning around and coming on my car.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying football should always be the same. Helmet to helmet, yes, it's fun, but we've seen it many of times, and guys have been okay. And Derek says Goodell has to be the worst commissioner in all of sports. You don't believe that? Who do you think he is? Sealick? What's his name?
Hey, look, you're the commissioner of a very...
No, not Bettman. Goodell. Goodell has to be, because it ain't Silver. I mean, it used to be Stern. Now that he's gone, ain't Silver. Silver's actually okay. Silver's okay. They're better than David Stern.
I mean, I
give you that. And he just, like, Silver just got in here.
You're going to get a pushover or a guy that's just...
I think Silver's done a good job. I think Goodell is the worst commission on sports. I'm sorry.
I don't like Goodell as a person, but I'm not going to say that he hasn't had his moments where he's in the shine or did something good for the league, you know what I'm saying? But you have players every day, like, in your organization that take shots at you. In a minute, you're just going to see fines and suspensions just because they're talking about them. When you see that, that's when you agree that he's the worst commissioner.
Goodell is just, I don't know, what's wrong, what makes Bettman worse than Goodell? I want to know this. We're going to take a break. We do have to move on in the show. We'll be discussing the divisions, a couple of them, and I'll let you know which ones. Sportsline Live, thank you.
Join the conversation live by dialing 646-595-2083 or go to our page on Facebook at Sportsline Live Channel. Now back to Troy and Devontae on Sportsline Live.
Running
back.
I think I'm leaning towards Julio.
Julio?
He's got a good matchup.
We're teammates.
It's nothing personal. It's just if I win this game, I make it to the playoffs.
But on NFL.com Fantasy Football, what would friends talk about?
How's your cat?
What are you getting into?
Cat's doing well.
Yeah,
how about your cat? I don't have a cat.
NFL.com Fantasy Football. It's fun, it's free, it's easy.
Justin is a winner.
If you have a typical airline credit card, you only earn double miles when you buy stuff.
Yeah, we're going
to that airline.
We're talking about
it. Is that where you typically shop?
Glad we got another top. Yeah, I'm glad we got
another double miles on every purchase. Switch to the Capital One Venture card. With Venture, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, everywhere, every day. Not just airline purchases. Seriously, double miles. Everywhere. What's in your wallet?
This is how I keep my 7 feet cool and my 2 feet cool. Foot spray, baby.
Go ahead. New Gold Bond foot powder spray cools and dries your feet just like our body powder spray refreshes your body.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Welcome back to the show, the pros of my sports line live right here.
All right, welcome back to Sports Line Live. We're discussing a couple of divisions here in the NFL, starting with the AFC North, and Troy really wants to take it away with this one, and I will be back in a moment.
Well, with the AFC North, you got the Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns. The first team I want to get started with is the Bengals head coach. Head coach Marvin Lewis. Is he on a hot seat? I don't think so. Last year was really not his fault. He got his team to the playoffs. It's just a bad string of injuries that Andy Dalton, what he broke or fractured his thumb on a interception.
Helmet.
I remember he fractured his thumb and A.J. McCarron had to come in. And, you know, they work with what they have. He got injured not only in the playoffs, but also in the Pro Bowl. He's never playing a Pro Bowl again. But my main two questions is who on the hot seat and how can they improve this team? Obviously, through the draft, I see they drafted two offensive tackles, two tight ends, a linebacker, two free safeties, a defensive lineman, and also a wide receiver. Even though they
probably
still do
play.
Have A.J. Green. But now, since you done lost Sanu and Marvin Jones, forgot where Sanu went. I know Marvin Jones is with the Lions now. You put double coverage back on A.J. Green. And I know you drafted the two tight ends because you're probably worried about Tyler Eifert's health. I can understand that. Two offensive tackles to put on your O-line to protect Dalton and keep him healthy. linebacker, two free safeties, obviously, to beef up the defense. But I don't think it's Marvin Lewis' fault. I don't think he's on a hot seat. I think this team can improve, you know, very well. I'm, like, excited to see them play this season, especially against the Steelers. Because, as you know, it's a bit of a fiery rival there. The next team that I see on the AFC North will probably be the Baltimore Ravens. Who's on a hot seat with the Ravens? Is it John Harbaugh?
Yes.
It's John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh, come
on.
He
took whatever he... But look what he had last season. He took whatever he had and did whatever he can. I mean, you still got questions about your pup list. Terrell Suggs coming back from, what, a torn Achilles, I believe that is?
Yep, that's the second one. There's going to be a third one. Yo,
he's looking great in practice, though. Steve Smith, he's still a question mark.
Wait till week
has
eight.
He decided to come back this season and play? Will he play one more season with the Ravens? I think it was his Achilles, too, right? What about the Trenton Richardson situation with the running back?
Well, they let him go.
They let
Trenton Richardson go. Yeah, he's done.
I think he's
done
over
there.
Good.
I don't know if he's done for good. I thought they was going to keep him.
I think he's done for good.
They got Ben Watson, Mike Wallace, Eric Weddle. I mean, they're low key. I think they're low key.
What about their number one draft pick? What was his name? Bernard Pierman? He has yet to play a game. You know, I was looking for him to be a big part of that offense. Another wide receiver, a target that Joe Flacco can go to. Will he be on the hot seat?
Offensively, they're going to be better than their defense. Ravens.
Speaking of the draft picks, I see that they got two wide receivers. Two tight ends, obviously, since, what's his name, Dennis Pitta. He didn't even play last season.
Yeah, Pitta was hurting. I don't think he's there.
Defensive lineman, defensive
end. Might still be there, actually.
Running back, cornerback, and a guard. So they drafted well, you know what I'm saying, on the offensive side and the defensive side. But who knows? Maybe Joe Flacco and the whole offense is on the high seat.
No, Joe Flacco is there to stay. He's good.
Next team is the Steelers, and I love the Steelers. That offense is just spectacular. I really don't have too much bad to say about them.
No defense.
Just they can tighten up on the defense. It's not awful defense. I mean, their offense is obviously like how you just said with the Ravens. The offense will play better than the defense. I believe that's the same situation with the Steelers.
A way better offense.
But they defense, where their offense can carry their defense. It'd be a shootout, depending on what team you get. The Steelers are a dominant team. Antonio Brown, when healthy. Le'Veon Bell, when healthy. I don't know. I really don't have too much to say about the Steelers, if they're on a hot seat or not.
Mike Tomlin is.
What?
He is on a hot seat.
Man, no.
If that team do not win the division this year, he's done.
Mike Tomlin's now on the hot seat.
He is on the hot seat.
No, he's not.
But I do have the team winning the division.
At the end, it'll be between the Bengals and the Steelers. But, yeah, I'm pulling for the Steelers pretty much. Now, the last team is the Cleveland Browns.
Man.
And I got their whole
toilet bowl team. Toilet bowl team.
GM, QB, head coach, all of them. I mean, especially with Robert Griffin. Do you really want to get into what he's going through? You know what I'm saying? On and off the field.
RG3 needs to focus on the field. And they have a tough – this division has a tough schedule.
Yeah, it does.
That's why the Steelers are going to win the division. I think Bengals 10-6. I didn't give you all that. They're 10-6. Nothing more, nothing less.
With the Cleveland Browns, I just have to see how they progress and play through the season. I mean, I'm looking at the
2-14, guys.
Four wide receivers, two defensive ends, two offensive tackles, even a QB, if you don't, you know what I'm saying, trust Robert Griffin completely. Outside linebacker and a cornerback. Well, I've always been a fan of their defense, but it seems like they lost too much. Either to a free agency, injury, or just waving. Four receivers.
They still got their guys. The injury, though, is just killing them.
Yeah.
Joe Hayden.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Man.
I mean, who was that? Gilbert they drafted? Was just turned out to be a bust. And I was randomly raving.
Scooby Wright was their best draft pick. Second best. Corey Coleman's their best. Scooby Wright third.
They have to prove themselves. I'm just going to say that whole team's on a hot seat.
Hugh Jackson getting fired the first year because they're 2-14. RG3 would still be there.
They drafted Cody Kessler.
Fortunately, he is
still beat her.
I'm just saying. They drafted the QB.
Yeah, I know. They did it because they know RG3 going to get hurt. They know it.
Hurt, or he just going to stink up the joint.
We got a few questions here. TJ out of Madison, Wisconsin. Let's be real. It's time to put Tomlin's tail to fire. It's truly ruined the mystique of the Steelers. I mean, I just said that. I mean, if he doesn't win a division, then that's what's going to happen. They got to get rid of him. You have too much talent on that offense to not get it done. I mean, when they're healthy. But, I mean, of course, if they're hurt, you know.
I'm saying you can't put that on Mike Tomlin if they get hurt, though. They even picked up, you know what I'm saying? I think another tight end was, because I know Heath Miller retired, right?
I think Heath Miller's still playing.
He's still playing?
Yeah. They got Heath Miller, Darius Green. They got two.
See, you know what I'm saying?
I thought he was still playing. He done?
I thought he was
still playing.
No, I thought he was playing. But who you say they just picked up?
Darius Green, though. I mean, they got him, man. He played for San Diego.
The Chargers when Antonio Gates was out or suspended for whatever he did. What was it, steroid use or whatever?
I don't know what he did. Hey, man, he came back, and they both was dominating. Aaron said, Baltimore, Maryland, what do you guys think of Flacco coming back from torn ACL? What do you think of their wide receivers? Like I said, they picked up Mike Wallace. They got Ben Watson on the squad. But then they still have, what's his name, Torrey Smith, or is he still at San Francisco?
San Francisco, right?
So, okay. You know.
He ain't known for his mobility. He just need an O-line to protect him and work with his arm strength.
They have some other kid. He was a rookie last year. He bought out. I can't remember his name. Huh?
Pyramid?
No, not him. It's somebody else.
Wide receiver?
I can't remember his name right now. I'm going to figure it out before the end of the show.
Well, Flacco will be all right as long as he got that O-line and continue to just...
As long as he's healthy, Joe Flacco can play. He's not consistent enough, but he can play. He can get you a couple of wins.
So
that's why I said 8-8. They could surprise us.
So a couple of number L flucos, he'll be all right.
Luis? Rochester, New York? What the hell? Steelers players can't stay off the weed, and they depend too much on Big Ben. He can't stay healthy. That is true. And it's sad to see Big Ben not being able to stay healthy because, remember, he was the toughest guy. He could stay healthy all the time.
The biggest quarterback I ever
seen. Yeah, and now he gets hurt. He gets hurt, you know, and, I mean, he toughs it out. And if he missed time, then that means he's just, like last year, he missed the time. And, you know,
Landry and Vic to back him up. I think all three of them ended up getting hurt.
Yeah, and they just had to. What happened to Charlie Batch? He done, right? but I do thank you for watching us on Sportsline Live on WAUV TV and Sportsline Live on Facebook Live. Call in, comment live on air at 646-595-2083 and hit number one to speak on the air. That is very important. Do not forget that. I want to hear from you. Arian Dearborn, Michigan. Who is going to carry the load at running back for the Bengals? That is a very good question. Which is why I have them 10-6. I think Andy Dalton's good enough. But I'm not sure who's going to carry the load at running back.
Are we still relying on Giovanni or Hillman?
I mean, I like Bernard, but I think Bernard is just so dangerous in the passing game, which is why I'm just not, you know, Andy Dalton. You know, make it happen. A good defense. You know, they allowed the second fewest yards in the season last year, which is pretty good. Seeing that we've been talking about Andy Dalton, AJ Green, and then Tyler Eifert, and all of that. And
well, everybody knows the passing game opens up the running game. So let's just see how the offense rotates, especially when you put your back like Bernard in the slot.
Yeah, they're going to be kind of interesting here. I want to see what they do. I can't wait. I believe they play the Jets week one. They're at the Jets.
Shouts out to the Jets.
That'll be Sunday.
That'll be
a tough game for us to pick, you guys. When we do our little segment here, can't wait. Eric out of Chicago. Tom has no control on the Steelers, and they are undisciplined. They are the Raiders of the East. They are very disciplined. I don't know. I think they're disciplined. Mike Tomlin has done a good job for this team.
I don't see where all the Tomlin hate's coming from, man.
I mean, this is his year. He has to do something. I think this is number one coach to put him on. They have to. I have to win the division, but they have to. They have too much talent.
They can have one blunder or mistake from the Bengals, and got to be in the division.
I think they're disciplined enough. I mean, I know they're missing, you know, Trey Polamalu, you know, guys like that. It's been there for a long time, but I mean, you still got Big Ben. I know these guys do smoke weed, and you know, but
look,
they're gonna legalize it, and then when they legalize it, then when I know it's illegal now. And like, why do they do it? And it's illegal. They need it probably. And then they're just doing it and, you know, four games. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Steelers are winning it all. It's D'Angelo out of Austin, Texas. They are loaded. And Bell will come back with passion and healthy for missing the first four games. Which Le'Veon Bell is healthy. He is probably one of the best running backs, if not the best.
Hey, look,
maybe behind AP.
This is the second season, the third season in a row. He's starting, off suspended. He always come back, man, healthy and bigger
come
than
back
ever.
And
can
really
he
help
healthy?
Them out. He helps them out when he
can
comes
he stay
in.
Healthy?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the only problem. We know
the
his skill set. And it ain't affect this game. The
a lot of time and an injury bug, undefeated. You can't stop him from striking.
I mean, these people are acting like the Steelers have been doing weed for 20 years. I mean, it's been
like
3-4 years, 3 years, four at the most, maybe. They've been winning. I know that they have not been able to win, but come on now. They wasn't beating Denver in the playoffs. I already told you guys that, and you guys sitting here
Denver.
Can't even believe that.
They could have beaten Denver. They walked in there with, like, what, 3.5 uninjured players?
I'm just saying. They don't have that same defense they have, and they were winning. They had a good offense.
Denver's
they need a
defense.
Defense
was just impeccable.
They'll win a division, but that's just that.
But I still was curious to see how the defense was going to stack up to Antonio and Bell and a healthy Steelers roster, though. Maybe we'll see.
They need a defense. Yeah, we'll see. They're going to win this division.
Maybe we'll see.
What should LSU Fournette do this season? Sit or play? That's next on Sportsline Live, WLUV Radio.
Get your inside information on East Division. It's the 2016 NFL preseason pregame show right here on Sportsline Live, right here on 313.3 WLUV Radio.
You both have a perfect driving record.
Perfect.
No tickets, no accidents.
That is until one of you
hey,
stuck ruining it.
Now,
you would think your insurance company would cut you some slack, right?
No, your insurance rates go through the roof. Your perfect record doesn't get you anything. Perfect.
For drivers with accident forgiveness, Liberty Mutual won't raise your rates due to your first accident. See car insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
This rooftop stair. Check. I'm in a fragrance ad. Living a fantasy. Running in slow motion. Searching for that perfect scent. Only to find myself right there under my...
Holy nostrils, that smells so nice. What is that?
Game by game.
Gain laundry detergent. That stuff smells great.
Injury defense.
I've been hating you. Too long. To stop now.
You're retiring.
No one hurts.
But you want to be free.
My hate was growing stronger
as you became a habit to me.
I'm in a fragrance ad, living a fantasy, running in slow motion, searching for that perfect scent, only to find myself right there under my...
Holy nostrils, that smells so nice. What is that?
Gain by gain.
Gain laundry detergent, that stuff smells great.
You both have a perfect driving record.
Perfect.
No tickets, no accidents.
That is until one of you clips the food truck, ruining the perfect record. Now, you would think your insurance company would cut you some slack, right?
No. If your insurance rates go through the roof, your perfect record doesn't get you anything.
Anything.
Perfect.
For drivers with accidents, Liberty Mutual won't raise your rates due to your first accident. See car insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Now back to the show.
Keep going.
Sports Morning Live, right here.
How do y'all digest?
Welcome back to Sports Line Live. I have to mention this because it's from Detroit. Anibal Sanchez has a no-hitter through six. I just had to say that. We will go deep into that later on the show. I just had to say that. I'm loving it because his pitch count is high. But Leonard Fournette, who is the running back for LSU, he will be a junior. And, you know, we're figuring out when he goes to the draft. But now, we don't know if he's going to play this year. I mean, he's must-see TV. He's the second person I would want to see going in college football. And I know you want to see Michigan and Michigan State and all of that, and you guys, especially you, T, you want to see your team. But, you know, he hurt his ankle. You know, sprained his ankle. You know, he's wearing a walking boot and he's out. Doesn't have a timetable, but it might be a long period of time. Now he doesn't know if he's going to play. And, you know, even Colin Cowherd is saying he shouldn't play another snap this year. What do you think? Should he sit out this year and then play next year? Because he'd be a senior next year, take over next year. Because he did great last year, man. He was like 22 touchdowns, man.
Hey, this dude is must-see TV, and I am not the one that he shouldn't
almost
sit out this year.
Almost 2,000 yards.
All I'm saying, you're protecting your money makers. That's your feet and your hand, your body, your whole body. You're protecting your money making. And I can understand that. Do I think he'll fall in the draft? No. Do I think he can dominate his senior year? Of course. Like you said, the guy is must-see TV.
LSU was blessed with that. I know Les Miles says he wants to win a national championship. That ain't happening. It's not. And it won't happen if he's on the team anyway. It won't. I mean, I'll give you a chance. But I look at Bama, I look at Michigan, I look at Ohio State, I even see Michigan State, whoever, it just really depends on Big Ten, well, how that goes.
I'm not mad at him. I mean, you can take shots at him and say that he's scared. I mean, the first thought that pops in your head when you get on a football field is not injury. It's about winning. When you get injured, you think long term. You think about your career, not only through the rest of college, but in the NFL. Because you know you can get one of them drastic injuries and you need a plan B. You're done. It's over. So, I wouldn't be mad if he didn't play. A little disappointed, yeah, because the dude is a freaking like he the man.
Well, I see. I'm trying to look for who is the backup, just in case. Of course, you know we probably don't know who he is. But that's what it said. Kenny Hilliard. I think that would be him.
I wouldn't know him because I never seen him.
I don't know who their backup is, but. Whoever he is, he got big shoes to fill with Leonard Fournette. I mean, you look at it, I'm telling you, 22 touchdowns, and he bought out his freshman year. But, I mean, you know, sophomore year, you know, now we like, oh, man, you know, he's out cold. You know, he does this, does that. I know if he does go to the draft this year, I think he'll fall right after Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson going number one. Which, you know what?
I see it as a smart opportunity.
He gives me an idea.
Yes.
The Browns is going to have the first pick in the draft. And RG3 is done. Deshaun Watson will be over there. You get Josh Gordon to get his head straight. Get Corey Coleman, get his feet wet. Go ahead and find a wide receiver. Why not?
Okay, that hot seat's cooling down.
Why not?
If it works out that way.
Why not? Because they're going to him 14. I don't see no team worse than them. I don't.
Hot seat.
But... I mean, the back to Leonard Fournette, and then, you know, hey, why not? You know, the second worst team in the NFL can draft Leonard Fournette. They're going to most likely need a running back.
Or anything they can get their hands on.
I mean, it depends. Look at the situationship, Fournette.
Situationship.
Yes. Look at it. Look at right, it. Dad. Think about it. Okay, this team needs a running back. Oh, I think I'm going to go to the draft. I think I'm going to do this. They need a running back. They're going to pick me number two. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. Why not?
See, if he went this year, then it'd make all the more sense. Now you know that he's healthy and at 100%. I don't think he'll fall in the draft or the lottery. He's definitely going to be up there. Not one or two.
Unless
they know what the team needs.
Unless you be foolish like the Eagles and not get Ezekiel Elliott number two, like I said, they should have been.
Or foolish like the
Chargers.
Because
their number two pick is horrible.
Joey Bosa.
Carson Wentz can't go. He can't play. He's got to leave. Bradford, you got to start. I would start Bradford. I don't know what. Anyway.
Nick Foles and Sam Bradford. Don't get me started on that, man.
Yeah. But whoever going to have number two pick needs to get Fournette. And Fournette, you know what? You go to the draft. You listen to me. If you're on Twitter, I'm going to mention you off of my page. I'm going to say, go to the draft. You know, you sit out this year. You know, cheer the team on. Get the young running back, whoever it is. If it's Hilliard or if it's somebody else, I could be wrong. If it's somebody else, get them going. Let them know, oh, this is what I did. You know, I'm just juking and jiving. Yeah, 310 rushing attempts. That's probably why he didn't sprain his ankle. But you know, if LSU was doing good, put himself in a position, come back. If you want to win a national championship, come back, lead the way. You know, get them there, get them that national championship, and you go ahead and get drafted. Why not? Why not? It's gonna be an interesting year in college football too. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm ready.
I can't wait.
You know,
it's a couple of weeks away, right? Couple of weeks.
You know what showdown I'm waiting for? Every year, all year.
I just really can't wait. All right, let me see. Says Gerald out of Detroit, Michigan. I have two names: Willis McGahee and Marcus Lattimore.
He's saying what I'm saying though. If he does enter the draft this year, those are two. Thank you, Gerald. Those are two prime examples, man. Anything can happen.
Willis McGahee did good though. I mean,
Lattimore, though, that was just Tai Chi Wawa.
McGahee did pretty well. What pick did he? I'm not sure what McGahee picked. What was he at the 21st first round?
Okay.
Bills, yeah, it's his Bills. I used to love that guy on the Bills. That's like the only player I liked on the Bills.
Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I forgot. They get
Bills,
man. Bills know how to get some running backs. I'll let you know that. You're very good. Ryan out of Evansville, Illinois. When you are thinking about getting hurt or injured, you will get hurt. Fournette should play.
That's not the first thing you need to think about when you go on the field. You're thinking about winning the game, helping your team. You go on there thinking injured. I agree. You're going to get injured. At some point in time, it's going to happen.
I honestly think he should sit out, but I will say.
He should sit out if he's going to enter this draft.
I would say sit out, play senior year, go to the draft.
I mean,
pull a Buddy Hield and go crazy senior year. You're here in
good. You know what I'm saying? It's a win-win for me. Like, you can sit out, get healthy, and go to the draft, or you can sit out and play a senior year.
Which is what Kyrie, he got hurt and was out for the year. It wasn't
like,
his choice. He was out
like 11
for
games.
Yeah, he was hurt anyway. And now look at him. He's a champion. So,
champion.
You know, either way it can go. Chad out Baton Rouge, L.A. Come on, Fournette. Win a national championship for the Rogue. It won't happen, Chad. I'm sorry. I don't see it happen. I give him a chance, of course. I give everybody a chance. I even give Oakland University a chance to win basketball national championship. But it ain't going to happen. I give everybody a chance. But I don't think it's going to... Ronald, College Station, Texas. It's time the NFL allows sophomores to be eligible for the draft. If he was smart, take money for signing autographs and be suspended to stay safe. I don't know about sophomores. I think juniors and seniors, that's a good idea.
I think I'd stick with the juniors
and seniors as well. Can't hear us? Okay, you hear us. Okay, I make sure you hear us. Make sure everything's good for you guys. But I think it should stay at juniors and seniors because if you go to sophomores, I mean, you look at what is Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson was a freshman last year, was he? Or was he a sophomore last year? So, yeah, that's right. Because I was like, oh, man, we want to see Deshaun Watson go, you know, to the draft. No, we don't. I want to see him compete for that. He was close. Bad enough he played against, you know, Bama. You know. But he made it a game,
yeah,
which is good.
Feel them dreams, boy. I know.
Here we are, South Bend. Look what happened to Jalen Smith, linebacker of Notre Dame and Rose Bowl against Ohio State, because cost him so much money. Which is true. I love that. That, Harry, that is a great example. And I love the Rose Bowl, too. That is like my second favorite college game to watch.
After the
national championship, I love to watch Rose Bowl.
I'm serious, but I'm about to start thinking of all the examples. These are some wonderful examples. I'm going to think of all the examples so y'all can't give them no more.
See, he's right. You get hurt, and then it costs you money because you want to go ahead
and
go.
And
you should sit out. If you got another year of eligibility, you know, go ahead and play. Go ahead. You're going to make the money. I know life is short, but you know what? God promised 120. So you listen to that. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, the deacon.
Yes, I am the deacon. If you don't know that, I am. If it's not the major four bowls for the championship, you should sit out. That's true. LSU, ain't no telling what type of year they're going to have. I might look at their schedule. I don't think it's that hard. They might lose a couple of games. I don't think they're going to go undefeated. I don't know if I see any team going undefeated. I don't know. You'll get my prediction in a couple of weeks from today. I'll talk a little college football games, top games coming on. But when we get back, NFC West will be the discussion for the division talk here on Sportsline Live, WAUV Radio.
It's the show the pros know. Sportsline Live with Troy and Devontae right here on 3103.3 WAUV Radio.
I love that.
I love these new bacon chili cheese. Tony's bacon and cheese. Two great things coming together.
I know, man. It's like this car. Part sedan, part pickup.
Exactly. Although, technically, there's chili on here, so there's really three great things.
It's like this car. Part truck, part car, part chick magnet.
Okay, but there's no women around.
Drink a lot of
milk. Yeah, because magnets attract and repel.
Be careful.
Hey, girl.
I get her. I think I only got hurt that one time.
It's four things in one. The $5 Sonic Boom Box featuring a hot dog junior cheeseburger side and a drink. This is
Sonic.
It's Peyton.
You know, with DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your favorite team no matter where you live, like Broncos or Colts.
Cool.
18, the old number. Ooh, I have got a coupon for that one.
Get an NFL Sunday ticket only on DirecTV and watch live games anywhere.
If you have a typical airline credit card, you only earn double miles when you buy stuff from that airline. Wait, is this where you typically shop? You should be getting double miles on every purchase. Switch to the Capital One Venture Card. With Venture, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, everywhere, every day. Not just airline purchases. Seriously. Double miles. Everywhere. What's in your wallet?
Much as you could have gotten.
Hi. Hey. I've made plans for later in case the state doesn't go well.
Same here.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The City Double Cash Card does. Earn 1% cash back when you buy and 1% as you pay. Double means double.
You know, Lions looking at me at one point in time.
Join the conversation live by dialing 646-595-2083 or go to our page on Facebook at Sportsline Live Channel. Now back to Troy and Devontae on Sportsline Live.
Las Vegas Raiders. That'd be dope.
Welcome back to Sportsline Live.
That'd be dope.
If you have any comments on what I have to say about the NFC West, you call in 646-595-2083 because I'm about to go off on some teams here on the NFC West. But I'm going to start with the Arizona Cardinals because they won the division last year. They did such a great job. And I think they're going to do a great job again this year. You know why?
They show up in the playoffs like they do.
Because they have the same team that they had last year. And I know they lost their defensive anchor. I think, what's his name? Tyrann Mathieu. He lost that guy. I don't trust Carson Palmer. You guys know that. You guys know that I cannot stand Carson Palmer. I don't trust him. He cost them the game. You know, I didn't think they were going to go anyway. They signed, you know, they resigned Drew Sanders, signed whatever happened. Tyrann Branch is on the team. They got a backup safety just in case Tyrann Mathieu goes down again.
Money, though.
It's a good amount of money. Ooh. And he's going to play up to it because he's one of the best in the game right now. They lost Corey Redding but ended up drafting a defensive tackle. So that's a mean. And they grab other defenders because they don't need to work on offense.
You need to work on that defense, baby.
They've been one of the top defenses. I say 14-2, and this is a tough schedule they have.
Running back?
14-2 from them. Yeah. They got Chandler Jones from New England from trade.
That
boosts up their offense. And they're already a great offense. I just don't trust Carson Palmer. If he stays healthy, though, I mean, they're in a winning situation.
So what?
What they running back
situation? They're still the same. Ellington, Novice, still got Ellington, Chris Johnson. Still got these. I think they got Chris Johnson one more year. It's not 1 year anyway. So, and then they got these Johnsons, two Johnsons, and then Andre Ellington still there. So, I mean, they got the same team. Let's just see how far they go. If not, if they don't do so well, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, at least they're getting rid of everybody.
Everybody, the whole team?
They gotta get rid of it. Larry Fitzgerald gotta leave. You know, they got these young. What's his name? Michael Floyd. He could be the next best thing.
He was a man.
Yeah, he could be the next best thing. But moving on to Seahawks, they were second in the division. Seahawks got hot at the end last year.
And they got Jimmy back. I can't wait to see that, man.
Man, they just signed their players back. They signed their players back. That's just, I know they lost Marshawn Lynch. You know, he's done. His career is done. That Thomas don't call me Lou Ross. They got Christine Michael over there. You know, they resigned. They got Brandon Browner, Chris Clemens, you know, still got Jermaine Curse, the receiver.
Brandon,
so, you know, but this schedule is hard. I think 10-6 just because it's the Seahawks. I was thinking under that, under 10 wins. And with the Seahawks, I think this is Jimmy Graham's year. He has to go crazy. This is his year. I'm saying you draft this guy tight end.
Listen.
Fantasy.
Russell Wilson is a killer now.
September 3rd, our live draft.
September 3rd, live draft here.
Hey, look. Russell Wilson is a killer now. I remember you used to say he's a game manager. You talking about Jimmy got to step up. Hey, I feel that he's going to have a big
role. I love Russell Wilson. Wisconsin.
Who's passing him the ball?
Of course he did.
Russell Wilson is no longer a game manager. That man's a killer. He's out for blood.
He's the most dangerous quarterback to me. I really believe that.
This year?
He's very nice. He's,
kill you with a pass or with his
best team? Mobile quarterback, I think. Him and then Aaron Rodgers. Then Cam. I'm going in that order. I'm going to go to the L.A. Rams. Jeff Fisher is the coach. This is his last year. I'm sorry. I don't care what they do. This is his last year. They're going 8-8. I have that. They drafted Jared Goff, which is, you know, good. You get yourself a quarterback. You know, see what he do, because that's a good defense. I think Jeff Fisher is a very defensive-minded coach, and I love it. But they're going 8-8. This is a tough schedule for them. But I'm going to be respectful for them to get them going 8-8.
Oh, if they do better. Girly man, do the dance.
Because they're going to be third in the division. They can't be. If they're last in division, Jeff Fisher's gone. Jared Goff is getting traded. Jared Goff is getting traded. They're getting rid of.
Man, y'all fall out of the
But I love Todd Gurley, though, man. Let's not forget
Gurley
that. He's going he's gonna be the man, too. He's going to help Jared Goff be better than what we will think.
He got a lot
because
of
he's
ain't, you know what I'm saying, keen on even.
I mean, he ain't really got that much receivers. He going to make the receivers better because of Todd Gurley.
Because
they ain't stopping Todd Gurley. I think Jared Goff got what it takes. Do something this year. Have us believe in him for next year. Going to the 49ers, they have Chip Kelly as their coach, a new coach for them. I love Chip Kelly.
Whole team, I'm on.
But this team.
Whole team.
Dad Lewis is done for the year.
Dad
Lewis is done for the year. They signed Christian Ponder. Remember him? Minnesota?
Nope.
They signed him. 2012 was a good year for him.
Whole team is on a hot seat. What do you got? Ponder, Smith,
Kaepernick is staying. I'm sorry.
No. Hot seat. Even Chip. Didn't he just get there? I just don't trust Chip at all.
I love Chip.
I don't.
You guys heard it last year. I love Chip Kelly. Man. But the Eagles, it's just, what is wrong with the Eagles? But you see what he has.
Bro,
think about what.
You put Tomlin on a hot seat with Chip on a pedestal?
This is Chip Kelly's first year. Mike Tomlin
Chip
been
Kelly.
There for how long?
Chip Kelly.
Y'all cannot
Dude,
put Chip Kelly
him.
On. No.
I don't
no.
Trust him.
No.
I don't. And then
no.
you put him on a 49ers.
Yeah. They're going to be 3-13
they
on this hard schedule.
Everything. wide receivers, running back, on defense, offense. Ugh. Right.
Chip Kelly is a
GM.
Chip Kelly, I told
division, they all fired too.
Chip Kelly is a college play genius. He has a quarterback who loves to run, who can throw a little bit. Let's give him a little bit of credit. And he has a receiver in Torrey Smith who can run. And he better start.
You're going to put Blabbert in. I said Blabbert.
I would if Kaepernick don't start, I'm putting Ponder in. I don't like Blaine Gabbert.
I don't like
Blaine Gabbert is horrible.
Or Kaepernick.
They do Carlos Hyde from Ohio State, the Ohio State. Come on, man. You got Chip Kelly who
I
is
like
gonna
Hyde.
Come on, man. I'm telling you,
question.
Man. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get there. Adam,
thank you.
Adam out of San Diego. How did Chip Kelly get a second job? He is going to save Collins' career once his shoulder is healed up. Hyde at running back will rush for 1,600-plus yards, and Torrey Smith will be an All-Pro. That's what I see out of Chip Kelly. That's what he can do.
Suspend me, coach.
I'm telling you, watch. I'm going to do the Madden Simulator to see what Madden say.
What? No.
I'm going to do the Madden Simulator. Next week, I'm going to have it all.
Nope.
Madden
be
Simulator.
Better be just
I am going to have a Madden Simulator.
It better be on Tom Brady. Better be on those.
You know, I'm going to have Madden help me with fantasy draft. Whoever's just doing so well in the season on Madden, I'm just picking the draft and see if I win. Watch. Watch how I win. Just watch.
Hey, Mom.
Watch how I win. Watch how I win.
He's relying on Madden.
Here's Eddie out of Greensboro, North Carolina. I was about to say New Cork, North Carolina. Why did the Rams give Fisher a 5-year extension? Are they serious? In 19 years, he made playoffs 5 times. Why did they give him 5 years? I want to know that.
They can take it away, baby. You got to make
headlines. Maybe they like what he's doing, but it's just no team over. It, honestly, it's no team.
What did Chip give? That's what I'm interested in. What did Chip, what is this? You don't even know because it's not even relevant. It's not.
Watch Chip. I know I say 3-13, but they're going to lose some close games.
You just said 3-13.
Yeah, they're going to lose close games. This is a tough schedule. Do you not see the schedule for the NFC West? Do you not see who they – I believe they play the Patriots, the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bills.
Oh, hell.
I don't know how the Bills is going to be. You know how
the
Jets – you know the Patriots. They're going to be playing – the only team that's avoiding Tom Brady is the Cardinals.
The Cardinals
are the only team that does not have to face Tom Brady. The Seahawks got to face Tom Brady. I believe the Rams have to face Tom Brady. And the 49ers don't even want to see Tom Brady. Come on, man.
Chip Kelly, though.
Fernando, El Paso, Arizona. Rams are the biggest question this season. Either they can be 7-9 or 11-5. They ain't going 11-5. You got to see that schedule. You guys give me these records, but don't look at this. You guys do not look at schedule. You guys have to look at schedule. You cannot just be like, oh, they're going to be 10-6. Because I look at you have to look at schedule. These schedules are hard, and these teams are better. You're playing on a road. You're playing against.
So you're all over grade. This is one question. You're all over grade for the 49ers as a what? Because you love Chip Kelly, but they're going to get clobbered 3-13.
They're going to be 3-13. The schedule's hard. I couldn't give them a win. I pull up schedule after break just so. You can follow us now on all our major media hangouts, Twitter, Facebook, and now on Instagram at Sportsline Live Channel. We are everywhere. Stay connected to your favorite online station. But back to Chip Kelly.
No,
10-6, 7-9 his years in Philly. I remember I talked about that when he got fired last year. Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Sean out of Detroit said, I'm a hater. Carson Palmer is this year's MVP. That is a lie. I would take Jay Cutler over Carson Palmer.
Oh my God! Both of y'all can get
for
out.
MVP.
And Chip Kelly, coach of the year. Get out of here!
Chip Kelly will be coach of the year. Best coach in this division is Bruce Arians.
Not Chip
because
Kelly,
they're going 14-2.
Not Chip Kelly.
And they're gonna beat some big time teams over there. The Cardinals are.
What
I'm
y'all
sorry.
Are sick. You just said Jay Cutler. I just want.
I would take Jay Cutler.
First of all.
Wait till next week. We will be discussing Jay Cutler next week.
But, oh, okay.
I can't wait.
Jay Cutler. Take 60 men. Not on my bench.
Danny out of Washington. Gurley will be the next 2,000-yard rusher might be this year.
That's my man.
I wouldn't argue. If he do it, I mean, 11-5 can go Rams way if he gets 2,000 yards because Jared Goff is going to do pretty well over there. Anyway.
Who put that?
Great out of Detroit, Michigan. I hate you guys. Let us show Pete Carroll, best coach in NFC West. Cyrus Bruce Arians. I know Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl. So Bruce Arians still got a lot to prove because he didn't go to a Super Bowl. But it's Carson Palmer's fault.
Whoa.
Pete Carroll has Russell Wilson at quarterback. And none of y'all believe in Russell Wilson. First of all, you guys like, why is he on the team? Oh, my gosh. I want Matt Hasselbeck back. I want him. Here's some. Why is Marshawn Lynch on the team? Also, Marshawn Lynch, great running back for Bills got, right? Yeah.
Come on, pull up the tape. When was anybody ever saying this about Russell Wilson? I said he was a game manager. He ain't had that killer instinct yet.
I told you guys he had it in Wisconsin.
Look, I ain't listen. First of all, he say he hates you guys. You ain't hear what coach I like. He's a Chip lover.
I love Chip Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Great in Oregon. Marcus Mariota, DeAnthony Thomas.
Y'all Flame Thomas.
Come on.
You picked Carson Palmer to be the MVP.
I would rather pick Jay Cutler.
I'd rather have Jay Cutler. This is crazy.
I trust Jay Cutler more than Carson Palmer. I would switch them quarterbacks. Jay Cutler wins the Super Bowl. Jay Cutler will win the Super Bowl if he has this team. Switch quarterbacks.
I think everybody need to get suspended. Y'all been smoking too much.
Switch quarterbacks. Give Jay Cutler defense. Give him the defense the Cardinals
He'll
have.
He'll still be on a bench.
No.
Yeah.
Look at that wide receiver.
Yeah.
He has two wide receivers over
Bruce
there.
Jay will be starting.
Jay Cutler going. Ooh, I can't.
Season.
I'm a
$60 million man sitting on a. He looked depressed all the time. When you ever seen him crack?
Jay Cutler.
He walk on the field knowing he gonna lose.
Jay Cutler does have the best arm. Say he don't have the best arm in the league. Ramon says that. I agree with him. Best arm in the league. He has two. Kevin White
talent.
Over there.
All that talent.
Alshon Jeffrey was hurt.
I injured myself too.
Alshon Jeffrey was hurt. And what happened when Alshon Jeffrey came back?
Hey.
When they played us? How many touchdowns Alshon Jeffrey had against us?
Hey.
Where was your Darius Slay at?
Hey.
Nowhere.
Hey,
he was nowhere.
Get the ball. Hey, look, bro. I'm talking about Darius Slay.
Where was your Darius Slay?
Man, he deserved it.
Nowhere to be found.
Calling himself the Earth. Wasn't because he can cover anybody on Earth. Because everybody was stepping on his ass.
You can't. Yeah, Darius Slay could be okay. We'll talk about the Lions
Darius
next week.
Slay got
we'll
more
talk
attention.
About the Lions next week.
And the Bears.
NFC
and
North.
The Bears.
Yeah, we get there. I can't wait to give you guys my record on the Lions.
All that potential. On the
I can't
team.
Wait. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to wrap up the show after the.
He said Pete Carroll, though. Best coach.
Bruce Arians. Sports
Online. Get your inside information on East Division. It's the 2016 NFL preseason pregame show right here on Sportsline Live. Right here on 313.3 WLUB Radio.
That's number two. That's
right.
Strike one.
I'm not
Chris Carson.
Have a
wonderful time tonight.
I'm going to send a vague text in a couple days that leaves you confused about my level of interest.
I'll wait a full 2 days before responding.
Perfect. We're never going to see each other again, will we?
No.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The Citi Double Cash Card does. It lets you earn double cash back, 1% when you buy, and 1% as you pay.
He wasn't a game manager.
The Citi Double Cash Card. Double means double.
When the Citi first got on the scene and everybody was all this legion of boom and thunder.
Alex Smith is what.
Last year he wasn't a game manager.
Alex
no,
Smith is what.
That's
I've
about.
Been hating you.
I don't think
too long.
Even
to stop me now.
To be free.
My hate was growing stronger
as you became a habit to me.
I hate you.
It's the show the pros know. Sports Line Live with Troy and Devontae right here on
3.3
WLGB Radio.
Boy, oh boy.
Here we go, here we go. Because you guys not believe Russell Wilson was more than a game manager. You guys. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. He has thrown 26 touchdowns his rookie year with 10 interceptions. Boom, 26 the second year with 9 interceptions. Now, 2014, he only threw 20, and then last year, 34 and 8 interceptions.
All
he
I'm
is
saying,
not a game manager. He threw
listen.
Over 3,000 yards.
Listen.
All of.
I got my own backing up on this. Now, just listen. I agree. When he first got into the league in his second year, you know what I'm saying? I said he was a game manager. Why? Because of the defense. The defense proved themselves. They carried the team. Devontae, pull up the defense stats. If you get as many interceptions as the Legion of Boom had, turnovers, why wouldn't Russell Wilson flourish with that? How many times do you get to
so
drive
now,
the field?
So now, is Tom Brady as a game manager?
No.
Is Aaron Rodgers the game manager?
Tom Brady out. Cool. We talking about Russell Wilson.
No, I'm just
Russell
saying.
Russell Wilson just
I'm
got his killer instinct
saying.
This year, bro. He was a game manager at first.
He was never a game manager.
Yes. Yes,
he
was.
If you throw on 26
even on
touchdowns.
The offensive end, who was they talking about? Beast mode. That's what he was
talking
about. He
still threw 26 touchdowns this rookie year.
Thank you for the interceptions, the turnovers,
and
the
Tom Brady.
We
said the same thing to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Thank you. Thank you. I have Rob Gronkowski on my team who could get about half of my touchdowns in one year. Thank you. Russell Wilson, I have no receivers. I have no receivers. I have a running back.
No receivers on the defensive end.
He has never had a wide receiver.
He does not.
He has Jimmy Graham.
Doug
Baldwin, who is he? Well, one good year.
Hey, man, he gets the job.
One good year,
Russell
and not everybody going to believe in
now.
Him.
He's a killer. He didn't have that killer instinct. Back in the Super Bowl that they won, the one they lose, that defense was going crazy, man. You can bring up all these stats, but thanks the defense.
The defense helped
manager,
every,
bro.
The defense helped every quarterback, man.
Now he's a killer.
He helps
he
every
have that killer
quarterback.
At first. That's the main thing I'm trying to stretch. This man is a killer now.
He has always
how
had killer in his
last season.
34.
What he had the season before that?
He had 20 the season before that.
That man's a killer now.
He had 20 the year before that.
He's a killer
now. No, he could not get a receiver in that end zone.
He's a killer now.
Did what he had to do. Didn't turn over the ball.
He evolved from game manager to killer.
Hey, I'm just saying.
What the folks got to say about it? Just two opinions.
I'm just saying. I got Devin on North Carolina, Charlotte. You are wrong, Troy. Wilson wins games and made big plays and big moments. Honestly, if I need a quarterback to win the game in 2 minutes, give me Russell Wilson. Thank you. He's right. I'm telling you. I've watched this guy. He's not a game manager. Derek says, Louisville, Kentucky. Russell Wilson's
the
best
game
manager in the league.
Manager.
He makes smart plays, and he will make two or three plays.
Look,
keep
he always had
I
that
like
big
him.
Play that you needed.
Says I like him, but he's
and
not
he
terrible.
Didn't turn the ball over. That's game managing to me.
So Aaron Rodgers is a game manager. He don't turn
Aaron
the ball
Rodgers
over. Tom Brady
man.
Is a game manager.
Tom Brady is unheard of. Well, that boy, I'll call.
Look, he said he's not terrible. So I'm going to say he is terrible.
Yeah,
what happened last year, he deserves to be terrible.
I think Russell Wilson is tier one.
Look, what he did last year, because the defense wasn't doing nothing last year.
You still got that tier paper? With the
I wasn't in here. Tier? Yeah, I got like 20 million.
I need that real quick.
20 million notebooks. So I'm not sure.
Like
right. Yeah, I got right here. He's not in. He was in tier two, and I remember I said he should be tier one.
Hey, look. No.
I did say that last year.
Hey,
I said
bro.
He was tier one. I said he should be tier
these
one.
These were your three tier one players. Tom Brady,
this is
Aaron Rodgers, Ben. Okay, this is
your NFL, whoever.
Brady, Rodgers, Ben Rodgers. Now, I said Newton, Breeze, and Wilson deserve to be tier one.
I said Wilson.
I don't think you agree with that.
I said Wilson.
You probably don't agree
I didn't
with
say Newton.
Breeze or
and
Newton.
I definitely didn't say Drew Breeze. You know how I feel about
Drew
Brees. Mr. Otto were pick
bro.
Six.
Oh,
the first
God.
Drive of the game in the preseason. He's
the
done.
Preseason.
Exactly.
Nobody cares about the preseason.
Oh, I have to care about preseason
okay,
now.
Look. So, Russell, y'all don't agree that Newton and Bree should be tier one? Let me read what tier one is. Can carry team each week. Team wins because of him.
Not Drew Brees. No.
So how did the Saints who win the game?
Not Drew Brees.
It's not Drew Brees.
No.
It's not Drew Brees.
No.
Who is it?
No, it's Pierre Thomas.
Huh?
What? The running back.
Are you kidding me?
Three interceptions, I'll win you a game every game.
Cam Newton. If the Panthers win, they win.
That's true.
Yeah. Cam Newton carries the team. Can carry teams sometimes, but not as consistent. Drew Brees not consistent enough.
Look, man, I think it should have been
not each week.
Aaron, Ben, Cam, Drew, and Russell. Russell should be above Drew and Cam, though, but I'm just saying.
That's the way they had. Don't stop saying I did this. I didn't do this. If I had it my way, Matthew Stafford would be number three.
Oh, here you go.
I'm sorry.
All right, number two. This is where Newton, Breeze, and Wilson are. Tier two. Can carry teams sometimes, but not as consistently.
Tracy Porter. Okay, and look at it. And look who's up, Carson Palmer. And I'm mad Jay Cutler's on tier three.
I don't like that.
Tracy Porter did pick off
nine.
Like
that.
Yeah, he ain't like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, it hurt you, huh?
That hurt.
But I don't think Jay Cutler should be number three.
Where's Jay Cutler? Tier
he
three?
Should be number two. He's not that consistent. He carry a team. He ain't got no defense.
I'm not even going to say tier four. But I'm going to just leave it
at tier three. All the rest of them losers is tier
legit
four.
Starter, but needs heavy run game and defense to win. That's tier three. That's where Cutler is at. It's funny to see Stafford in the tier two.
He'd be tier three.
Who?
Stafford.
Blasphemous.
He needs heavy run game. And he needs a defense.
Sometimes, but not consistently. That's Matthew Stafford all the way.
No.
He can't carry the team all the time.
Mm-mm. Watch this year. Let's see. Let's see if he's really tier two this year.
Bet. What you want to bet?
Let's see. Oh, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
I want all the. Man.
We'll figure it out. They better go 500 or better. I can't wait to talk about the Lions. I'm gonna get a record for them.
Can't wait to talk about the Bears.
I can't wait to talk about the Vikings.
Can't wait to talk about
yeah, Green Bay. Say it.
Yeah,
Green Bay.
No.
Anibal Sanchez did lose his no-hitter. I was going to say it, but it was in the middle of our conversation. Of course, Eric Hosmer, out of all people, did it.
Tyrod Taylor is tier three along with Osweiler and Kirk Cousins. Man, get this out of my face.
Kirk Cousins is not tier two.
He's not tier
Kirk
three.
Kirk Cousins is tier three. They got it right.
Kirk Cousins is tier three.
Oh, he got lucky last year. They got it right. They got it right.
Don't let the Redskins have no good record. I'm going to rain down on them.
If the Redskins do good, he'd be tier two. Because they ain't got no run game. They got a better defense with Josh Norman over there. Mm. They ain't got no run game. So we'll see.
He could be tier two if he do good. Every time the Redskins play. Don't let them play on a Wednesday.
Unfortunately, no Wednesday football.
Yeah.
We'll have Monday night, of course, Sunday all day, and
I'm
Thursday.
Still win. Don't let them win.
Maybe a Saturday, one of them days. Right?
Oh, man. Kirk Cousins is tier two for sure. Russell Wilson is tier one.
He's tier one. Drew Brees, tier four.
What?
He should not be starting all 16 games.
Might not want this guy starting all
16. I don't want him starting
That's
all
16. That's tier four.
Yeah. I don't want him starting all 16 games.
Not Cutler.
Not Cutler, no. Look at the weapons he got.
Not Alex Smith. They did. They had a phenomenal
Alex Smith. Alex Smith, he right where he belongs, tier three. Jameis Winston, tier three. He can probably be tier two after this year. Harry says you guys are hilarious. I am enjoying the show on Ustream. Thank you. For those on Ustream, True Football Talk, I appreciate it. Out of Connecticut.
Henry,
I've heard that city.
Breeze,
look at read on
four?
That. Tier four, I'm going. You know, I don't want him starting all 16.
Do you see who's in tier four? By the way, you got two of Chip boys in there. That's Kaepernick and Kaepernick.
And Kaepernick don't belong.
You got
Sanchez, tier three. Is Kaepernick.
Famous butt fumble. Look at this. RG3.
I don't want him starting. Case Keenum should be tier 10. Wherever that is.
I'm sorry.
You said Kaepernick's tier five? No way. I got to see this year.
That's
this year.
What I'm talking about.
I cannot wait till Friday. I'm going to get my guys, man, come out on Tuesday. I'm getting the EA access this weekend so I can play it for 10 hours in my pro pack. I'm playing Ultimate Team. I'm ready for that. I quickly talk about my video games. I love video games. Madden. I seen a new Call of Duty come out. I might grab a new Gears of War. You know, I know
dropped it, so I got to get on it because y'all play it. I don't replay shooting like y'all. You know, I'm Mr. Sports, okay? I'm Mr. Sports. I play 2K. I'm going to get WWE.
Oh,
I'm going to get FIFA on PlayStation. I'm going to get hockey on PlayStation. I got to get hockey. I want to know everybody on hockey so I can talk a little bit about it so I know a little something, something.
I love hockey,
guys. Because, you know, I love me some baseball thanks to the game. I know my baseball now. Video games help.
Home run.
Video games help. Don't let your woman tell you otherwise. Damn. My woman who loves the show, she knows that I love video games. She knows that it helps me. It helps her. She's like, what's this? What that mean? This looks real. But I do appreciate you guys listening to the show. We will be on next week to discuss the NFC North. That's what I'm more excited about because it's our Detroit Lions. Yes, I'm still claiming. Yes, yes.
Oh,
I do claim the Detroit Lions.
Critic.
Yes, I'm Mr. Detroit Critic. The Tigers better win tonight. I'm watching the Tigers tomorrow. The Red Sox are in town. Big Poppy. I want to go see him. I might even try to go Friday.
Every major sport championship. I'm talking about the Lombardi, the NBA, NFL, win a World Series, motherfucker. Stanley Cup, we win.
Always go for the Red Wings. I don't criticize the Red Wings. I just don't go for them when they play Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay is always better. You always check out the podcast and tune in radio on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Watch us every week on WAV TV and SLL TV, which is Sports Line Live TV. Follow us on Instagram on the at Sports Line Live channel. We also be on an afternoon tomorrow. I'll be on. You always text me out on Sports Line Live TV, Facebook Live, Noon Report. This will be Thursday. My Fridays, I will have to do an evening report, Ramon. It is in because I am now opening at work, so I will not be able to do afternoon. But good news is all of the games start at 7 o'clock, which is basketball when basketball season starts. Of course, baseball starts at 7, so I give you guys what's going on. All the good stuff happened about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon anyway. Get the updates on injuries, football, what happens, or are you going to start, da-da-da-da. I will definitely let you know. Also, I will be posting stuff on the Facebook page as well as Twitter. I forget back on this. I love the Twitter page on here because all the people I follow on there, it's just great. So, Troy had a wonderful birthday last week. If you did not wish him happy birthday, it was his birthday. Mine is not until the winter. He is a summer baby. I am a winter baby. The end of February is mine. So, they got a long way to go. My birthday wish is to get another Super Bowl right going forward. So hopefully that happens 2 years straight. Uncle, I will join the league. I will be in fantasy league with my family.
Yeah,
I've done so bad last year.
I ain't messing with y'all.
I did horrible last year. I did great the first year. I did not win, but I did pretty good. They always want my expertise.
Yeah,
so
first of all,
definitely be having the segments going on with who to pick up.
I ain't messing with y'all boys no more for some reason. The league that I joined with y'all, all my players got injured, suspended, did not play for no reason at all. I ain't messing with y'all boys no more.
Also, one more thing. We'll be live September 3rd for the Season 2 of WLUV Sports Line Live League. This time, you guys can see what we go through on the draft. I'm going to be hosting again. I'm not rigging it. I won't have the number one pick.
Yeah, man,
I don't know how it happened. It just randomly happened. But guess what? I didn't win it. I lost to my uncle. Whoop-de-doo. I'm going to tell him so he can defend his crown. He's very good. He's already in another league. I talked to him, so good luck to him and all of us. And all of you guys playing, if you have any questions, please ask me. I will be giving you news and updates on who to pick up and advice. I'm pretty much okay with this. I've done a good job last year. So, me and Troy, thank you for watching on Sports on Live TV and Ustream. I love you, Ustream. Tune in next week. We'll be discussing our Detroit team. I got a lot to say about them.
Oh,
and your Detroit Michigan people, too. Sports Line Live, WAUV 103.3 radio.
About. Fantastic. You shouldn't be allowed to talk about Detroit sports, though, bro. You're awful. He is awful for
awful.
Detroit sports.
Start getting them numbers. We're probably going 8 or 10.
So what?
For the league, we going 8 or 10.
We're going to do 10. I want to do the most we can.
Okay.
Whatever
we need to start getting them people ASAP. Yeah, let's keep it local, Detroit.
Okay.
You telling us?
Yeah. All right, real D-Lo. Mike will be in. I don't know. He said he wanted to do it last year, but he said he did it last minute, but it was too late.
Next week, we got to hit that Tom Brady thing. I mean, really stress that out, man, because...
We're discussing them too, yeah. I didn't mention that.
Oh, and
we didn't
Jimmy.
Hit the Fox Sports.
Man. Right, yeah,
we'll say,
yeah,
we
yeah.
Got, man, y'all was just on fire today, tonight. That's what I'm talking about, the energy, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all energy was up, man. And Michelle was like, have they been smoking? She said, I said, no, like, they just fucked up.
They be smoking, that's what they need.
They got their first show out the way.
Yeah, first out the way, and... Feels good to be back.
I feel like, did you see Superbad?